We're joined now by the Deputy Chief of Staff for Governor John Bel Edwards, Julie Baxter Payer. She is here to talk about Restore Louisiana. It's been 7.5 months since the historic flooding of 2016, and people are still getting back on their feet, and there is much work to be done. And Julie Baxter Payer, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim. It's nice to be here.
Well, the Restore Louisiana Homeowners Assistance Program is in full swing, and I know you want to convey what is available and essential for those who were affected by this. What's the latest regarding Restore Louisiana?
Well, the Restore Louisiana Homeowner Assistance Program this week has a lot of details available on restore.la.gov. That's the website through which we will take in the initial survey and application. So this is the week when your family can begin reviewing greater details of how the Restore Louisiana Homeowner Assistance Program would work to see how the program would work for your family. So we want you to go to restore.la.gov, and there's a downloadable printable flyer that's just a front and back of one page, and you can see a lot of details about the program. There will be more information about specific qualifying information that you'll see over this coming week. But 1 week from today, on Monday, April 10th, we're going to be asking every flooded homeowner who would like assistance from the program to go to restore.la.gov and fill out the initial survey, a very important first step for homeowners. It'll take you about 15 minutes to fill out. It'll be submitted to the program, and then you will be told if you're eligible and where you fall in the application phases. Now, as you know, Jim, we got some very good news over the weekend that HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, had approved our full action plan for the whole $1.6 billion. We're going to put 80% of that into homeowner assistance for flooded homeowners in Louisiana. We have 193,000 families that were impacted, but money has not yet been made available to Louisiana. We're very close. We hope that that line of credit will be opened up within the next 2 weeks, but we sent the grant agreement back to HUD on Friday, and so we're hoping for HUD to sign that agreement and to then begin to set up the line of credit for us. It may be later this week or maybe even next week, but we know that the Homeowner Assistance Program details are available this week for families, and that's a very good step of news for homeowners. We're still about $2 billion short of what the governor knows that Louisiana needs just as a basis for a sustainable recovery. So, you know, we're going back to Washington this week to work with a U.S. House Oversight Committee to talk to them about, you know, wow, this federal process is so long and so lengthy and can really sort of delay homeowners. So we're doing a lot of work to try to bring additional help to Louisiana.
The governor will testify this Wednesday, isn't that correct?
He will. He will. The U.S. House Oversight and Governmental Reform Committee has asked him to come. We also have a local mayor and a parish office of emergency preparedness director who will be going to talk about what are the hurdles in this federal process. I mean, why is it that federal recovery dollars that come through the community development block grant funds take so long to get here? Why is it that MHUs, the manufactured housing units, take so long, it seems, to get to families? What are the problems with that FEMA program? What are the concerns about all of the restraints that FEMA put on our state as we tried to roll out shelter at home, for example? So a lot of the problems that you hear families talk about, they're federal process problems, and we want to give specific information about how, as Louisiana, we can help the federal government to try to improve that for future disasters, all while we're working to bring home the additional $2 billion.
I'm looking at a press release from Congressman Graves' office on Friday, and it reads, Congressman Graves announced today that the state will receive word this afternoon that HUD is releasing $1.65 billion in flood recovery, for flood recovery. Now, it appears that's a bit premature. When will the money actually come, or do you know?
Well, we don't know, but we know that the last step in the process is still being done at the federal government level. Congressman Graves walked back that statement just a bit after that initially went out Friday to say, well, we don't have that. And his office was saying possibly 6 to 10 days before the line of credit becomes open. It's difficult to imagine in a federal process how you can get appropriated $438 million in September and then another $1.2 billion in December and then following the federal action plan requirements and everything that the federal process requires, still not have access to the money in April. But under the regular HUD process timeline, we would only be looking at possibly bringing home these appropriations in June. And so because of how fast the state has moved on its deadlines, we submitted our action plan for the $438 million 45 days ahead of schedule of HUD's deadline. We submitted the $1.2 billion action plan 2 months ahead of schedule. We are now looking at possibly within the next week, early April, having access to the $1.6 billion line of credit, which means help for homeowners. It means help for landlords to put more affordable rental units on the market. Will begin. It means help for small businesses who need some help in their recovery. It means help for local governments who are struggling to pay the match for FEMA money. And we have more than $100 million that we've set aside to try to help local communities who need that money. They're hurting with tax revenue problems after the flood. And so there's a lot on the line. And so we're looking forward. Hopefully the actual release of that money would be sometime either later this week or next week.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're aware that some members of our delegation have criticized the governor's office for dragging its feet on this. My impression is that the governor believes this is a cheap shot. Why?
Well, because the actions speak for themselves. I mean, we have been nationally recognized by HUD in written statements and speeches at conferences and all, talking about how fast we've been. And it's not really the speeches and the talking that matters. It's the actions. We've submitted our plan. It really, over the last 8 months, if you look at a timeline of when this process has been waiting on the state, it's really a matter of between, I think, 20 and 30 days. So we wrote our action plans more quickly than any other state has ever done so. And that's because, unfortunately, we have a lot of disaster recovery experience. HUD said we were, quote, historically fast. Now, it doesn't feel historically fast to a homeowner. And again, that is the federal recovery process that we agree can have a lot of improvements. But there is no evidence anywhere of dragging a feet of the governor's office. We have always, in every part of this process, said, what is it that we can do to cause minimal delay for homeowners at the state level? And we're also, in the meantime, the governor's been to D.C. 7 times. He's going back this week again to talk about federal process improvement. And it's all continuing to fight on the federal side, too, to say, look, this is, we need to improve this for all states. We need to improve this for Louisiana. We need to improve it for this disaster recovery. But we also need to improve it for the future so we don't have to go through this again.
All right, Julie, we do have to leave. Julie Baxter-Pair, Deputy Chief of Staff for Governor John Bel Edwards.